はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
日本文化レッスンでございます。こんにちは、夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. Japanese culture class number 31. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Natsuko-san coming in on a Saturday.
Yes. Those who expected Sakura-san, I'm very sorry.
Yoshi-san, are you a little surprised?
A little bit.
Yeah, Natsuko and Saturday just don't go together. Now, especially since we had a vacation, a national holiday.
Yes.
Which is actually the topic of today's conversation, but let's just hold off on that a second. Especially since Thursday was a holiday, there was just Friday. And that has, for Natsuko-san, 1, 2, 3, 4-day weekend written all over it.
No way.
Yes, but thank you so much for making it in today. So, speaking of that holiday, we're a little bit late with this culture class, but Natsuko-san, can you tell us what we're going to talk about today?
Yes. 勤労感謝の日。
Known in English as Labor Thanksgiving Day. Now, before we get into explaining about this holiday, let's just take a look at the meaning, because especially being an American, since the end of November is Thanksgiving, it's just that mental association is there. Yoshi-san, you spent 6 years in the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear this translation, Labor Thanksgiving Day, what pops into your mind, especially since it's the end of November?
Big turkey?
We're going to look into where this connection comes from and see if we can't kind of separate it in people's minds. Okay, first, let's take a look at the Japanese one more time. Natsuko-san.
勤労感謝の日.
It's made up of 3 words.
Yes.
What is the first word?
勤労.
Labor.
Yes.
Second word?
感謝.
Thanks. And third word?
の日.
Day. Actually, the no in there is possessive, but if you're interested in the Japanese, we have plenty of classes that you could check out where that came from. So the literal translation is Labor Thanks Day. So where does the giving come from? I guess it could come from to give thanks for the labor.
Yes, I think so. The concept of the holiday is to thank people who's working, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And we should thank you both right now. And we should thank everybody at JapanesePod101.com.
Yes.
Nathan, June, Mickey, Oe, Yoshi-san, Natsuko-san, Sakura-san, anybody else? We don't want to miss any. Chigusa-san, help me out here, guys.
Take-san.
Takase-san. Yoshi-san, you're missing. We're getting all the good names.
Tech guy.
Jeff-san. Marvin-san.
So we have to all thank each other.
Yes, and anybody else who we miss, son. So that covers everybody. We want to say right now, is there a greeting on this day or something, or we're just showing our appreciation for them? Otsukaresama deshita.
Oh yes, that would be good.
Natsuko-san, can you help us out with that translation?
Hey, it's so hard to translate that nuance.
Yoshi-san,
like. Mr. or Mrs. Tired.
Tired.
Mr. and Mrs. Tired. And kind of we interpret it as thank you for working so hard.
Yes.
So everybody at JapanesePod101.com, everybody listening, all of our listeners, so many lessons you've listened to. We should give them one too.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, Yoshi-san, on three. 1, 2, 3.
お疲れ様でした。
Let's try one more time. One, two, three.
お疲れ様。
Thank you again for everything you do for the community. And did we mention Jeff-san? Because we really should mention Jeff-san. I think we did already. Okay. So, this is what this day is all about. Appreciation for the hardworking people. And, well, I mean, everybody works hard in their own way. You know, maybe I should say it to my wife too. Otsukaresama deshita.
Definitely.
Yeah, she works harder than anyone. Yoshi-san, anyone you want to say?
I don't know. I don't work hard.
So. No, you do.
So this day is just for the appreciation. Not just, and we should point that out, not just work where you get a salary, but any kind of work. housework, all different kinds of work, volunteer work, just a day to show that appreciation. You deserve it for one day out of the year. All right, now with that said, let's talk about a little bit about where this holiday came from. Natsuko-san, you're on.
Well, it was originally a day to celebrate the year's harvest. So it's more like Thanksgiving Day in US, isn't it?
That's right. Now, what were we harvesting? Well, not we, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What were the people harvesting?
Rice.
Yes, and Yoshi-san? Can you tell us a little bit about how important rice is to the Japanese culture and society and take it from here?
All the Japanese people are made of rice.
Yes, we are made of rice. We are what we eat.
Now, if you want to think about it that way, Yoshi-san is correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Raised on rice. Just a fundamental part of Japan. Now, it had such significance that the emperor actually took part in the festivities, actually eating the rice and offering rice to the god.
So it was extremely important day.
Extremely important. And how far does this go back, Natsuko-san? Give us a rough idea. Like a couple years?
No way. I heard that it started in 7th century?
Yep. Really?
Way back.
Really? Yeah. So this holiday has a long tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, this holiday has changed, and the most dramatic change probably came post-World War II.
I believe so.
Up until that point, there were imperial connections. Now, we should point out that what is the name of that holiday?
Ninamesai.
Now, this is translated as Harvest Festival. That's the final interpretation. But when we look at the meaning of the word, it literally means, Yoshi-san?
It means new harvest or new crop, like of the year.
And I think this is a common tradition throughout many cultures in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this holiday, this tradition has continued on. And, you know, it is still celebrated in the imperial family.
Oh, I see.
As the traditional holiday.
Mm-hmm.
However, the national holiday, Labor Thanksgiving Day, has changed.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a bit about that. Now, Natsuko-san, when did this day become an official holiday? A national holiday, I should say.
1948.
So in the post-war period, there were changes to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And this holiday was put in based off the tradition and inserted as a way to show appreciation for the laborers.
Yes. So not only for the agricultural laborers, but in general.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, Natsuko-san. You know, pre-war, there was a large agricultural community. There were a lot of the economy, and there was a large labor force that worked in the agricultural sector. But with the industrialization of Japan and the continued industrialization post-World War II, the amount of people and the amount of resources dedicated to the agricultural sector has decreased, while industry services has increased. So that's a really good point. This is an agricultural-based holiday.
Yes.
And post-World War II, it was kind of spread across the ranks of all workers.
Yes.
And we should point out home workers too and all these other people, anyone who's working hard.
Yes.
Because, you know, to go out and work every day, you need the support of your family.
Of course.
So they should be appreciated too.
Yes.
Now, this holiday falls on what day, Yoshi-san?
November 23rd.
Yeah, so it's a fixed national holiday. It doesn't rotate like some of the other holidays
yes.
we talked about. What was that? The changing Mondays, Yoshi-san?
The Happy Monday system or something.
Yeah, the Happy Monday policy. Not part of that. Fixed holiday. And this year, it fell on Thursday. 2 days ago.
Yes.
Now, if it falls on a Saturday, well, that's it. No day off. So we had a nice day off. Natsuko-san, what did you do?
I thanked myself for my hard work. I bought myself a flower. Hey, what a good job.
You do a very good job, Natsuko-san.
Yes. No, nobody said to me, so I said to myself.
Natsuko-san. お疲れ様でした.
ありがとうございます.
Wait, now, you mentioned the flower. Is this like a tradition?
I'm not sure, but it's always nice to have a flower for someone.
Very good point. now we know for next year, we'll get you a flower.
Thank you.
What kind would you like?
Well, any flower is nice.
Okay, and Yoshi-san, how was your day?
Oh, it was nice.
What did you do? A rare day off in the office.
I worked hard to relax. So it was another busy day.
And you deserved it.
Yes.
Me, I continued on working. Let's get back to Natsuko. She brought up a point. She mentioned the flower. What do you usually do for people on this day? Is there some kind of custom or is there some kind of tradition? What goes on these days? You know, in the U.S., I remember Thanksgiving Day, you know, very well. But in Japan, I've never really had a Thanksgiving Day, Labor Thanksgiving Day. I just, to me, it was just another day off.
Mm-hmm.
What do people usually do on this day? Are there any customs or help me out here? Help us out here.
I don't think there's, you know, kind of a fixed tradition for this day. But because the origin is, you know, harvest festival, I think, you know, events related to agricultural things.
Food.
Food. are kind of popular on this day.
So, like a family will eat together?
Yeah, maybe. And maybe in some parts there are events thinking about people's rights, workers' rights.
I think there are like some farms that are like opened up for the kids to go harvest.
Oh,
like
yes.
Vegetables or...
Yes. So experiencing the raising of crop.
To get the fresh vegetables and take them home and eat them.
Yes, probably.
To go through that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of experience what happened in the past.
Yes, actually happening now too.
It's all machines now, Natsuko-san.
Huh?
It's all machines now, Natsuko-san.
No way.
Really?
Yeah.
Handpicked?
Mm-hmm. Some of, you know, traditional vegetables. Yeah,
wow.
They're handpicked.
Yoshi-san, jump in anytime.
Yeah, so I think the concept is, you know, we, like everyone eat every day, but we don't know like how many people are involved, like raising, you know, growing vegetables, or even like catching fish,
mm-hmm.
anything. Like we don't really know what's behind, especially, you know, kids don't know like how farmers work or how hard it is to get food over to your table.
Mm-hmm.
They think just the supermarket.
Yes.
Go to the supermarket, get the food. But it's nice to experience that whole process, the whole chain.
So that's where the harvest and labor comes together one day, right?
Yeah.
To thank the labor and thank the crop.
All right. Now, when you were children, did you do anything on this day?
Sorry, I don't remember any special events for myself.
Just a nice day off, right?
Yes.
Yoshi-san?
Yeah, I don't think I did anything special, but I must have gone out with my family, but maybe that was about it.
See, the honesty. We're not trying to make anything up here. We're very honest. We give you how it should be, or the things that happen, and also reality. And the reality is, for many people, like just like in many places around the world, holidays... they've become kind of personal time. I mean, it's just very busy. You know, people get busy with their own things and stuff.
Yes.
So
maybe that's the best way to celebrate, you know, take a day off for hard work.
Yes, but just one. That's okay, so I think we're going to end this with, we would like to say to everybody around the world, everybody working hard, everybody listening, whether you're studying, working, taking care of things around the house, whatever you do today while you're listening, just really appreciate everything you've accomplished over the last year. And from everyone here, we're going to give you the Japanese for good job or you worked hard. Ready? One more time on three. This goes to everybody out there. One, two, three.
お疲れ様!
That's going to do it for this week. We will be back in 2 weeks with another JCC. Tomorrow we're back with the audio blog and lessons all through the week. Now, stop by JapanesePod101.com to pick up the PDF with a detailed write-up of this holiday. Also, so much to bring it all together. If this interested you and you're interested in the Japanese language, stop by so much more to give you a better understanding of Japan and the Japanese language. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた来週!
またね!